Welcome back to Interviews with Kimmy Rose Zapp on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Right now, I'm really excited to bring on the show Jack Alice. I call him an avatar because he truly, truly is doing work, and this work is helping to shift people and brings them back into their truth, their essence, and going so many different places. And one of the most important things I feel about him is that he practices what he preaches, and that's so important. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kimmy.
Sorry,
I've never been called an avatar before. That's wonderful.
That's what I wrote down because I've been looking at your website the last few days, reading some of your articles. I thought he's an avatar. The only other person I've ever called an avatar is Greg Braden.
Wow.
And I learned a lot from Greg. Yeah. And well, I love that, you know, I was just looking at your bio and you know, one of the things that I've found I've really been drawn to, you know, living and minimizing things and simplifying things. I've been taking pictures off my wall and going, I feel crowded energetically. I don't know if something shifted that is making me feel this way, or is maybe it was maybe the near-death experience I went through. I don't know, but I know a lot of people that are starting to feel this way. And I know that you actually wrote a novel, Infinity's Flower, a tale of 2012 and the great shift of all ages. And I'm wondering, is there something going on out there energetically? And I also wanted to let you know that Jimmy and John are both on with us too to talk to you.
It's okay. Jimmy and John. Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I knew who I was talking with here. Okay. Well, the answer to that, Kimmy, is yes. There's some major, major shifting going on right now. And that's basically what my message is all about, is understanding what's going on and putting it into the proper perspective. Would you like me to discuss that a bit as far as the shift
yes.
and what exactly is shifting?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to start by, I'd like to encourage everybody who's listening to, people may have heard some things about the shift, and some people out there may believe that they know, you know, quite a bit about what's going on in this area. I'd like to ask everybody to kind of wipe the slate clean. Just kind of wipe it clean and pretend like you don't know anything about the shift, because there's an awful lot of disinformation out there. There's an awful lot of garbage out there about the shift. There's an awful lot of doomsday stuff out there about the shift. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, one of the common, you know, misconceptions about the shift is that, you know, the Mayan calendar ended in winter solstice 2012, December 21st, 2012. And this was the Mayans' way of telling us that the world was going to come to an end, and people have got it into their heads that there's this pole shift that's going to happen, the north and south electromagnetic poles are going to shift, and everything's just going to fall apart, and we're all going to die. Well, that's the kind of message that I'm attempting to dispel, and that's the kind of message I'd like people to kind of, you know, erase from their memory banks as they listen to me. I like people also to take a deep breath and relax as you listen to this message, and just kind of, you know, let it soak in, because when we talk about this kind of a topic, and the topic here is a topic where in which we're dealing with monumental change, huge, huge change, as in huge earth changes and in huge paradigm shifts. And very often when people hear this kind of stuff, they get scared because, you know, change frightens people. And very often, I think we have a tendency as human beings to just want everything to stay the way they are because that's what we're accustomed to. And when big change comes along, you know, we tend to recoil from it a bit. So I think it's important that people relax and breathe and don't jump to any conclusions here, and you know, get all this into the proper perspective, you know, before they get afraid or leap to any conclusions about all this. Essentially, what the shift means is that we are currently in a very, very monumental phase of our existence here on the planet Earth, and I'm going to refer to it as the shift or the great shift of the ages. And what the shift is the shift. Essentially, the most basic definition I can come up with for the shift is that the shift is a shifting of the Earth's vital energy fields. Let's say that again. It's a shifting of the Earth's vital energy fields. This is something that was well understood and prophesized by ancient indigenous cultures spanning the globe. They all had basically the same message for us. It wasn't only the Mayans. It was also the Incas, the Hopis, virtually every Native American tribe, the Egyptians, and indigenous cultures spanning the globe. They all understood these things because they were all cued into nature and cued into nature's natural rhythms and cycles, and they understood these kinds of things. And so this is a marvelous blessing and a marvelous message that they have for us. The shifting of the Earth's vital energy fields is part of a natural cycle. It's part of a natural process as the Earth goes on its journey, as the Earth and the solar system, basically. This is something our entire solar system does as a unit. It's part of a natural cycle as our solar system, the Earth and our solar system, takes its journey through the galaxy. It's a 26,000-year cycle, and we've reached the point on this cycle where it's time for this cycle to end and for the new cycle to begin again. Like all cycles, you know, there comes an end point, and when you reach an end point, that is always the equivalent of a birthing or a beginning point. And that's right where we're at right now. We're at that birthing point. We're at that beginning point. So we're dealing with a shifting of the Earth's vital energy field. It's something that happens on the order of every 26,000 years. And one of the things that's encompassed in all this, as far as the meaning of all this is, and this, again, was part of the prophecies, and we can see this playing out in our world right now, and that is, it is the end of one paradigm and the beginning of a new paradigm. And I like to refer to the paradigm that's ending as the old paradigm and the paradigm that's beginning as the new paradigm. Now, this isn't necessarily going to happen, but there is an opportunity for this to happen, a very rare energetic portal, if you will, that exists at this time for this marvelous paradigm shift or transformation to occur. And the other thing that people really need to know about the shift, and it's very important, people get very, very hung up on dates, and you know the big date that everybody gets hung up on is 2012, and specifically December 21st, 2012, when the Mayan calendar ended. And there's all kinds of misunderstandings and misinterpretations as far as the ending of the Mayan calendar. What people need to hear about this is don't get too, you know, bent out of shape over particular dates, particular predictions. You know, somebody says it's going to happen here, somebody else says it's going to happen there. Don't get too preoccupied with those sorts of things. The Mayans were really the only ones that had a specific date. They were the only ones that had a calendar that ended at a certain time, and so they were the only ones for whom this type of interpretation was even available. Virtually all of the other prophecies that I know of referred more to this time in general. They were referring to a window of time around winter solstice 2012. And we don't even know how big the window is. Some people think the window is as big as 50 years on either side of December 21st, 2012. So we're dealing with a window of time here in which we have this opportunity for incredible change. And we're also looking at this shift or this shifting process not as something, you know, that's going to happen all of a sudden at midnight on December 21st, 2012. You know, the clock's going to strike and everything's going to change No, it does not work that way. The shift we're talking about in all, again, virtually all the prophecies agreed on this, is more, not only does it occur in a window of time during this era we're talking about, it is also a gradual process. And it's very, very clear in one of the reasons we know this so clearly is because we can see this playing out in our world right now. We can see these paradigm shifts beginning to take place. We do know that the shift we're talking about is something that has already started. It's already happening. We're in the midst of it, so we don't need to get distracted or preoccupied by any particular dates or predictions or anything like that. It's happening. It's happening now. So it's time for us to get it in gear.
I think that's really important, is to get it in gear. And we have to take a quick break, Jack. And I'm, you know, just sitting here, I'd love to go to one of your seminars because you've got to be, I mean, just. Yes. Okay. That's for sure, because I've got the event list up here. So we have to take a quick break. We're talking to Jack Ellis, author and spiritual teacher. You can go to jackellis.com if you want to get more information. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Interviews on Psychic Radio.